Next up, we have the treasurer's report.
First thing I was going to talk about also was the budget, and that's okay. We're good. We are. It has gone to the Senate. They started hearings today. There are a few things in there that we need to keep our eyes on, but so far the TPP old harmless payment is still there, not to be deducted any further than it has been. So that's one good thing. Both the governor and the House kept that alive. The other thing is that we sent out to you the new job description for the treasurer, along with the teachers and superintendents, principals, Ohio treasurers, and business managers. Also went under the standards board and the new evaluation system. Not too many treasurers are jumping on board with it, but I did send over that. I think I sort of needed to be jump on board since I was on the committee that set them up. So,
well, I mean, I know
it wouldn't look too great.
Well, this board, I mean, we've talked quite some time about getting off the current, you know, the way we evaluate tonight. It's just, yeah, it's just not a good way to do it. So, sent out that job description. It's going to be up for approval next month. I want to send it out so you can look at it. Just take a look at the different OTES, the Ohio Treasurer's evaluation. But it's very similar to what the superintendent's one is. Some different goals, you know what I mean? It's different sections. But it's basically the same thing, same process. So I don't know if you had a chance to look at the job description or not. If there's any changes that you want to, you know, send to me or send to Cindy, or kind of modify those in and have a discussion, you know, kind of a closing discussion on it next month, and kind of get that ball rolling, and then we can start on working on your goals, and that for next year.
So. Do it. They probably just do them all both at the same time.
Right.
And where did you come up with that job description, or has that just been here for a while?
No, that job description was totally new, based off of what is on the new treasurer standards.
Okay.
And went through the standards. It's a standards-based job description.
Okay. So you should be able to take that and say, okay, you know,
it's very thorough.
Right. If the next treasurer comes along, this is what you have to do. So you should be able to say, this is everything that Cindy does now, new treasurer someday, and you won't be here forever, so someday in the future, right? You should be able to do that. Yeah. So, anyways, so if you folks could look at that for next month and provide any feedback, that would be great. Are you presenting, Cindy?
Yes, I am. I'm doing forecasts as required.
Yes, ma'am.
This is May's forecast, which I can't even remember like that.
We're going to get you one of those clippers, get a clapper.
That's a good idea. April is really, really early to do a May's forecast, but we said we try to do it 2 months in advance when we need to vote on something very large, and this is very big. May's forecast ends up our year. It really gives us an idea of what's going on. You'll see that the forecast for revenues was $45,801,000. Right now, looking at it year-to-date, we have $46,053,000 with what we've already received, with what we project. And what I've got still in there at May's forecast is $45,946,000. The reasons are, and I'm just going to go real quick through here, is a big here is our unrestricted grants. You see, look here, I've still got it May and October the same. That's based on our state foundation. State Foundation, EMIS just came out, finished up end of March. March the 29th, I believe, was when it was final. We still haven't received the final report from EMIS on what that will be. It usually takes a month, so that one should come in our second April payment, which will be next week. So to change it now seems futile for me. The other one, No change on our property tax allocations. There are a little change there. All other, no change there. We're still waiting on a couple things. One big item is we at Medicare, and anybody that is in the district that uses any of our speech people, the OTs, PTs, nurses, they have to fill out forms to receive we receive Medicare reimbursements. So the Medicare reimbursements, we had an audit for the last 2 years of 2010, 2011, and we should be getting close to $120,000 for those two. So I'm still holding on to that amount until we see what happens there. This just gives you a little bar graph of where we're at. You can see it's really close. We're right there. Our expenditures are the same way. Our October forecast and what we think with year-to-date and May forecast, October is $46,825,000, and May forecast is $46,551,000. And so there's a couple areas. Our salaries went down a little bit. Our benefits have went up a little bit. But the big area of the decrease is right in the purchase services. We had a little bit more in there for our utilities. Our gas prices have really been helpful this year. And so those are the areas that have been very fortunate. Just to give you a little idea, it looks like there's no change when you look at it on a spreadsheet or on a bar graph. So what's it mean? Ending balance is $2,046,000 at the end of October. In May, for year-to-date, we're looking at $2,005,000. And in May, if things don't come in the way we think right now, fiscal year-to-date, $2,004,000. What's happened is we've had more in revenue and less in expenditures than what we got, which is a good thing. It means that we didn't expect, or we got some payments in that we didn't expect. We did receive quite a bit more in our delinquencies this past year. Our percentage for the percentage that we're receiving our taxes, our real estate taxes, is up. So that's a good thing. So with those things in place, it's good. This is finally a good way to end the year. And once we get through the end of April, the first week of May, we'll be able to make the full change, because we don't want to do that until we see what happens with the levy. I'm hoping that we can get rid of those projected levies and have them up in actual cash coming in. So that'll make a big difference, and it'll show us where our cash flow is. So that's where we're at right now. We'll be right back there to the end. Right, it'll be tight to get it done by that third week, but we're hoping to have it, because the first, I think, is on a Thursday, so the 16th is our board meeting, so it makes it tough, but we'll get it and see where we're at. This month's coming in just about where we thought, so, and we should have we haven't received our second half of our homestead rollback, which is a big amount, and we haven't received our second payment of the TPP, so that comes in May. So we're at with our forecast. Any questions?
Do we still have the same assumptions in the forecast that we had in October?
Yes. Basically, the same assumptions that we did for after the levy loss.
Right.
After the levy loss. Yes.
That, yeah. So with the TPP?
Yeah. The TPP is at 1% loss. Right. We don't want to touch that until we see what happens with the budget. The same way with, we have no growth at all in basic aid, because we don't want to touch that until we see what happens with the budget.
Sure.
And then the 2% is out for next year on any type of revenue or salary increases.
Okay. All right. Good. Excellent presentation. Thank you. Is that all your items for your report
that
tonight?
That is it.
All right. I might turn it on and go. That's fine. All right, next up, High Point report.
I didn't make the meeting last month, so